Hello everyone, this is Rabbi Eliezer Hirsch. We're up to Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Chof Tes Sif Beis. Ein Nofel HaPanayim B'chol Chodesh Nisan Ve'ein Omen Sinchascha B'Shabbos V'Mincha. You don't say Tachlin the whole month of Nisan, and you don't say Sinchascha on Shabbos and Mincha the entire month of Nisan, because whenever you wouldn't say Tachlin on that day if it would not be Shabbos, you don't say Sinchascha, that's the rule. So the question is, why don't we say Tachlin the whole month of Nisan? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say the reason is because most of the month is considered to be a yontif. The question is why. So the 7 days of Pesach, assuming in Israel, and the day after and the day before Pesach are considered holidays. The day before Pesach, because it's a Korban Pesach, was brought on that day, and therefore it was considered to be yontif, more so than any other yontif, by the way. Meaning that most Yom Tovim, Erev Yontif, is not considered to be a yontif, all of the Yom Tovim. But Pesach is different because Pesach, they brought the Korban Pesach on Erev Yontif. So Erev Yontif was considered to be a holiday. And therefore, many have a custom not to do melacha after chatzos, after midday on Erev Pesach. And that's why, by the way, many customs if Erev Pesach falls out on Friday, we don't say v'noam on the Saturday night prior to Pesach falling out on Friday, because even though Pesach itself doesn't fall out during the week, but Erev Pesach is considered yontif. Anyway, so Erev Pesach is 8, and then Ishuchag, which is after Pesach is over, the day after Pesach is 9. So where do you get the most of the month? So there are some opinions that say, there's two different opinions in this matter, some combine them together. Some opinions say that the first 12 days were considered to be Chanukah Nisim in the time of the Mishkan. The 12 tribes brought, each one brought their sacrifices on the day of, one of the days of the first 12 days of Nisan. Therefore, the 12 tribes make up the 12 days of Yontif. Every day was a Yontif for the tribe itself. And therefore, we all celebrate all the days, all 12 days, the first 12 days of Nisan as a Yontif. And the 13th day will be Ishuchag. 14th day is Erev Pesach. So therefore, you have most of the month that way. The first day all the way to day 21. There's another opinion, says the Yavit, says that the Mashiach is supposed to come on Pesach. That's what there are many sources in Chazal that say that. And therefore, we're going to have to celebrate another Yontif for the Mashiach. The problem is that if it falls out on Pesach, you have to wait till Pesach is over, because Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha is Simcha. You can't have two holidays, one on top of the other, at the same time. So once Pesach is over, you can celebrate for Mashiach. That's the last 7 days of Nisan. So in the future, we're going to celebrate the last week of Nisan as a holiday. And you could combine these two ideas together to say that not only is it most of the month, but it's the entire month is dedicated to a holiday. And that's why Nisan is considered to be a special month. The other quick halacha that we wanted to say today is there's a special mitzvah to make a bracha on trees. Birkat Ilanot. It's not brought here. It's brought in earlier in Or Chaim. But question, I get this question many times. When are you supposed to say it? What tree are you supposed to say it on? So you say it on a fruit tree that's edible fruit, that makes edible fruit, that grows edible fruit. And it should be done preferably in the month of Nisan. But since the Shulchan Aruch says Yimei Nisan, like the Gemara says, and the days of Nisan, it really doesn't really mean that. It means any time that the trees blossom. So I was asked this year whether you have to say Nisan. And actually, I told the person that's better to say Nisan. But the truth is that if it's early and you see fruit trees, you should probably do it as early as possible, because it should be done when it's blossoming, not when it's already grown. And if you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah al tach mitzani, you shouldn't let it go. We shouldn't let it turn chametz, which is a perfect way to discuss this time of year when we're preparing for Pesach. Anyway, have a wonderful day, everyone.